Happy Thursday. It is the Brett Maga Show. We are one day away from Halloween. I'm super excited about taking my kids trick-or-treating. That's good news. And I got a good news story that just goes to show you it's never too late to do something in your life if you want to accomplish it. This story will inspire you next on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
This story might be one of the most inspiring stories ever. It's the Brett Maga Show, and it really goes to show you it's never too late to do something you really want to do or learn something. I think most of us as adults, we get there like, oh, I know all the things I've wanted to learn. I've experienced all the things. And there's always those things where you're like, I always wanted to do that. I guess it's just too late. Well, there's a grandma who learned to swim at 59 years old.
Aww, oh, wow.
That's sweet.
Wow. Said she always wanted to learn how to swim, trained for years, still and taught herself how to swim. You thought that was pretty inspiring, right? It's never too late to learn how to swim, learn to swim right around 60. It's not it. She became the oldest woman ever to finish an Ironman.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Those are crazy hard.
Crazy hard.
That's nuts.
To finish an Ironman, which is like a 3-mile swim, like a 100-mile bike ride. You have to then run a marathon. She did it at 80 years old.
She said, hold my cane.
Right? Yeah. Not only did she teach herself how to swim, but then at almost 60, but then 20 years later, ran an Ironman, just showing you it's never too late to learn something new and accomplish big things in your life. So what have you done today? Nothing.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show, a day out from Halloween. I'm going to sound like the guy from Scream. But do you like scary movies?
Okay. A part of me wants to say yes.
Really?
But the true inside soul of me say no. I don't like watching scary movies. What I like watching is like crime documentaries, but I have to be with someone else to watch.
Oh, like, you like watch those type of ones?
Yeah, like I just watched like the Murdaugh one, you know, Girl in Apartment 702 or whatever. I've seen all of those, but I watch them with my sister. I don't watch them by myself.
I thought Hannah was going to be like, yeah, Halloween Town, it's really scary. Like, no.
No,
like,
I'm talking great real movie, great movie.
Kevin.
I think it kind of depends on the scare. I'm not a fan of like the slasher horror stuff. But I love like the suspenseful thrillers, or like the dystopian futures, or like the atomic bombs blow up the world and we got zombies. There's things like that.
Really?
I like,
okay.
But yeah, like slashers, like Mike Myers and Freddy. Not a fan.
No, I don't want to be scared.
I was gonna say, there's no way you're like a Disney. You still watch Disney like
yes.
on a regular basis. You're like,
yes.
if it's not like Sugar Plums and Fairies, AB's out. Like,
right.
Literally.
I hate scary movies too. Not because I'm scared, guys. I want to make that very clear. I'm very manly and very,
very
strong.
Tough,
I'm not. It's because you can't scare me. No, I honestly am so bored during them, and it's not because it's not because I can't be scared. I'm sure I can be, but I just know like in the first 15 minutes, the main character is not going to die. Like, is they're getting chased by Mike Myers? I'm like, nothing's going to happen. They're going to escape. Like, let's just get to the
you
end of the.
You find it too formulaic.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just the same thing every time.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
For Keep It Moving, we put 2 minutes on the clock here on the Brett Maga Show. We scroll through trending headlines, and this is how you can scroll through the internet if you don't have time. We'll be updated in everything in the next 2 minutes. Halloween candy champ, after looking at 12 years of data.
Okay, I'm confused because I thought for sure it was runaway winner with the Reese's.
Yep. Apparently, over 12 years of data, research determined the most popular candy by state, which means it's universally across the board. More states have this as their most popular candy. It's Skittles.
Wow, I believe that. I always feel like I saw that in my bucket.
Second place was Reese's, third place M&M's. How happy are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Keep moving. I'm pretty tired today.
Okay, no judgment. A cop showed up for a virtual court hearing, pantsless.
Yeah? How'd they figure that out?
Apparently he didn't know how to do the Zoom. He was sitting at like a coffee table and had his computer set up on the coffee table and was like sitting on the couch. And even the judge said, excuse me, Officer Jackson, are you pantsless? And he said, Yes, I am.
I was going to say, can't lie.
And then he tried to adjust the camera, but even when he adjusted the camera, I don't know if it's because it was too small or he's just an idiot. Maybe because he was pantsless, he was an idiot. But he was still pantsless during when he adjusted the camera, and you could still see it. And they're like, all right, bro, we just give up.
Oh, my gosh.
The average man has how many close friends and how many best friends?
Ooh, that's a good one.
What do you think? How many best friends and how many close friends?
I feel like probably...
For guys.
Okay,
remember, it's guys.
Probably 3 best friends, 5 close ones?
Not bad. Kevin nodded. Yep. Three close friends, two best friends. Mm-hmm. Kevin nodded. Like, yeah, that's so true. That's
I actually think guys have more friends than girls.
Do you
think?
Yeah.
Guys
can be like civil and cool with anybody.
No, guys have more acquaintances. Yeah, I know that dude, but are you guys friends? Like, I don't know. We'll go to get beer together, but it doesn't mean we're friends.
Gosh, you guys are all around just weird.
We're just weird.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Marcy.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Are you great at pop culture? Is a really important question, though.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Hannah, are you great at pop culture?
Yeah,
that's how I'd react to.
Depends if I'm listening at work or not.
All right. Well, it is your job. Not like listening at work, but actually telling people about pop culture things in the Hollywood hashtag. But great. Hannah's going to leave the room. Hannah, get on out of here. We're going to ask Marcy 5 pop culture questions that Hannah probably told you about but didn't listen. Somehow that's a possibility.
Perfect.
All right, here we go, Marcy. What was this week's theme for Dancing with the Stars?
Halloween.
Boom. Speaking of Halloween, what is the most popular Halloween candy?
It's
according to like candy.com, very official website.
Reese's.
It is. Reese's is number one. What is Freddy's last name?
Krueger.
All right, we're 3 for 3. Hillary Duff just announced that she is coming back to music. What Disney show did Hillary Duff star in?
Lizzie McGuire.
4 for 4. I kind of...
that helped a little bit.
Yeah, but I felt like Marcy had it. Marcy could have asked the question. And then Tim Allen revealed details about Toy Story 5 while he was on with Jimmy Fallon. Which character does Tim Allen voice?
Woody.
Oh, Marcy, I think you just answered too fast. So 4 out of 5.
He's Buzz Lightyear.
He's Buzz. All right, we're going to bring him back in. Hannah's got a quick trigger, too. So hold on. We'll see how Hannah does when we bring her back in one song.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Let's do Hannah's homeschool. It's 5 pop culture questions here on the Brett Maga Show. Marcy versus Hannah. Same questions. So Hannah stands outside the room. We like it. It's peaceful. It's zen for a second.
Hey.
Then we bring her back in and she yells at us about some of the questions. Marcy, how'd you feel about those questions?
I felt really good.
She got 4 out of 5.
Okay, very good.
The only help I will give you is that Marcy was quick. She was awesome. Mm. And at one point, she was too quick. Mm. Okay.
I always jump the gun, so that is my sign to not jump the gun.
Yeah, I told Marcy that Hannah has that same problem. Here we go. What was this week's theme on Dancing with the Stars?
Halloween theme.
All right. Speaking of Halloween, what is the most popular Halloween candy?
Reese's.
It is. 2 for 2. What is Freddy's last name?
Krueger.
3 for 3. What Disney show was Hilary Duff the star in?
Lizzie McGuire.
And then Tim Allen revealed details about Toy Story 5 on Jimmy Fallon. Which character does Tim Allen voice?
Tim Allen.
See, she paused. Marcy just fired off an answer.
He's either Buzz or he's Woody.
Maybe. Could be, Rex, the dinosaur.
No.
Could be Mr. Potato Head.
Could be Forky.
He's not
Could
Ham.
Be Forky. You don't know. What is the answer?
I'm going Buzz.
It is Buzz.
Okay.
5 for 5.
No.
I know. Marcy actually knew it. She said, Woody. And then she goes, no, mate, he's Buzz. And we didn't count it. Hannah gets the win, 5 for 5. Marcy, a worthy opponent, though, but you got to say this is Marcy and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Marcy and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if anyone can figure out the Brett Mega Show Mega Mind question of the day. A wife does this 4 times more often than her husband.
I think a wife decorates 4 times more than the husband.
Great guess.
He might just be responsible for putting up like the lights outside and whatever, but inside she's putting in that work.
Great guess.
I'm going to say help their kid with homework.
Wife doing the homework duty. Okay. AB.
I'm going to say cook's dinner.
Cook's dinner.
Mm.
Nobody got it correct.
Ooh. Wow.
Good guesses, though. A wife does this 4 times more often than her husband. What are you doing more often than your husband, ladies? 855-444-MEGA. The number to text in your guesses is 855-444-6342. We'll give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day next.
Mega Minds.
The answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. A wife does this 4 times more often than her husband.
All right. Samantha said walking the dog. We got one that says laundry, cleaning the house. Teacher Suzanne and Trevor say do the chores. Aaron says grocery shopping. Laura says doing homework with the kids. Lindsay is very serious about this. She says dishes, laundry, said from the heart. Another one says talking.
No, Kevin, I'm surprised you didn't get this one. Mm. Knowing that you... Surprised that you did not get this one.
Is it earn? Do they earn four times?
No. It's make decisions.
Oh.
They call the shots.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's all the times.
All the times. Not enough four times more, just right. Like all the time. 100% more. Do you dress up your dog for Halloween? 855-444-MEGA. If you have a costume this year for your dog, what is your dog going to be for Halloween? 855-444-6342. Or any pet people out there, if you got a cat, an iguana, parrot, whatever you got.
Nah.
You got a costume. We want to hear about your dog. I didn't realize this. $850 million, close to $1 billion is spent on pet costumes every year for Halloween.
I believe it. I mean,
that's crazy.
There's some cute ones, and there's ones where you can kind of bring them along to work. I mean, we've tried it for years.
I was going to ask you, Kevin, did you ever get a costume? Have you gotten costumes for Lily?
Lily is not a costume-wearing dog, okay? Because we've bought the sweaters for, like, you know, the holidays, and you put it on her, and then she just looks at you like, I look ridiculous. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. Like,
I think it's funnier when they hate it.
Oh, yeah.
They just, like, stand stiff. You know? They hate it.
So we've had her try to be, like, you know, a Tauntaun, you know, part of
that's
the Star
funny.
Wars thing. And no, that's not going to go anywhere. So she just kind of, you know, we've had her been a devil before, and she knocks the horns off. No, it's just not her thing. So she's basically just Lily.
AB has a rivalry with her family dog.
I do.
Does the family dog get dressed up? Does Carly Rae Jepsen?
It's not a new costume every year. My dad bought her just a pumpkin costume that she'll throw on every Halloween.
And she wears it every Halloween?
Yes, and I feel like after a while she gets used to it and doesn't really realize she's wearing it. We also have a Santa costume we'll throw on for Christmas, and
really?
That one is my favorite.
And
it
you guys
is so
love
funny.
You guys have a wig for her, right?
Yeah, we got a wig for some reason we put on her. We, like, will throw anything on her. Sometimes they'll just put, like, a long sleeve t-shirt so she can't walk around.
Will your dad take her trick-or-treating?
No, but sometimes when he'll open the door, he'll have her on a leash. And
really?
So, like,
yeah.
She can kind of look at the kids, too.
With the costume on?
Yeah.
Adorable.
I think a good little substitute for Halloween costumes, because a lot of dogs don't like to wear anything, is you can get, like, a Halloween bandana. So at least they're, like, a little in theme.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a costume for your dog this Halloween, or in Halloween's past, have you dressed them up? 855-444-MEGA. Kids are adorable. We love dressing up kids. But let's be honest. Getting the dog dressed up and taking the dog trick-or-treating, so freaking cute. What are your pet costumes? 855-444-6342. We want to take your calls after TLC while we're 60 minutes commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Does your dog have a costume this Halloween? Has it dressed up in years past? Almost $1 billion is spent on, like, dog costumes and pet costumes. 855-444-MEGA. What's your dog going to be for Halloween? 855-444-6342. It's always cute and adorable when you see the dog walking around doing some trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you know, I've had some great dog costumes come to my house sometimes. Sometimes they complete an outfit. Like, you'll have the kid as Batman and the dog is Robin.
I love
that.
Adorable.
But the one of the best ones I ever saw was a kid went as Santa Claus and the dog was a reindeer.
Hilarious.
Oh, that was so
awesome.
Smart.
That was awesome. And I've seen, I had the cowboy and
isn't
the dog
it, like,
has a
it could
a
have
saddle.
Been the Grinch, too. Doesn't Grinch use the dog?
Oh,
like
yeah,
the,
Max.
Yeah, doesn't he use the dog?
Maybe he was trying to be a little different.
Yeah, right.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's just like, I wonder if, like, cats have the same feel or...
Yeah, you never see people dressing up their cats.
Never.
You need to dress up the cat, too. Like, I just feel like you got to go all out. Like, you got to embrace it. Lean into it. 855-444-6342. Kat, your dogs have dressed up in a couple of different costumes, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's been a devil, a clown, a ghost. And then the one year was the best. They went out as Buzz, Woody, and Rex the dinosaur.
Oh, I love it.
Love it. Super
love
cute,
it.
Awesome
yeah.
crew. Love that.
We're big Toy Story fan here.
Thank you so much for the call. Hopefully you get to go trick-or-treating and use your dog as an excuse. Like, oh, this is my kid, so I just go to trick-or-treating mm-hmm. with candy, even if you're an adult. It's not weird.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So if you're a Toy Story lover, you're in luck because Tim Allen just went on Jimmy Kimmel and revealed, honestly, probably too much about the plot and some of the scenes of the new Toy Story 5 that's going to come out this summer. Like, his managers were probably like, Tim, like, we're trying to release a trailer and you're saying all these things. Yep. But Tim shared that Toy Story 5 is mainly going to revolve around Jessie, which I think is really interesting, like the little cowgirl. Apparently, she's in trouble and needs, like, the gang's help. But that wasn't all that he shared. Tim like, actually went into detail about one of the big scenes in the movie.
The funniest thing to me is that there's a plane crash like that Hanks movie, I don't know, Tom somebody, on the island where a bunch of a FedEx plane UPS or something with 100 Buzz dolls lands, and they're all lost. And they're the B story that it's hysterical. They're trying to find their way back, and there's 100 of them. I hope they have it in there. I ad lib. There's two in the back that are going, why is he giving all the orders? Because there's 100 of them. We go this way. Space Rangers, right? And there's one at the front.
What?
He just like.
Did he give away a scene? Because I have no idea what he's saying.
Yeah, he's saying like they're all in this plane or whatever. But I it's so crazy to me to like hear Tim's voice because all I hear is Buzz.
You can hear him change it because it is a little bit different.
It's
when
a little bit different.
Buzz voice. When he pops into Buzz voice, I thought that was cool. Yeah,
but I mean, he totally just revealed like one of the scenes, or at least one of the scenes he wanted to be in the movie. But you can just hear like the passion and the love in his voice. Like, he's obviously done this for so many years. Buzz is like a part of him and a part of his whole family, and you can hear that and see that. And I'm so excited to get another Toy Story.
There's a part of me that felt like he could have been joking, is making fun of Tom Hanks because like they have such a good rift. Like, Hanks movie. There's like a whole thing. It's like, I hope it's in there because I ad libbed. I'm like. How do you not know if it's in there or not? Like, I know things get cut, but like, if it's such an important scene and an awesome scene, you would know it's going to be in there. So I'm so curious if it ends up in there. We're all going to be watching for this Castaway scene now.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Anyone out there listening that's ever experienced some sort of paranormal activity, something that just freaked you out, that you just can't explain, you somehow feel like there's like a real life ghost story that happened to you, 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Something weird or creepy happened that you just can't explain, or it used to happen in your house, happened late at night, happened around Halloween. With Halloween being tomorrow, is there any kind of paranormal activity that you've experienced? I don't really think that I've had many of those experiences. My dad retells a story about the night of my grandpa's passing, that the night he passed away, we have like a china, like, you know, old school china set where all the crystals were there, all the glass was there. The shelf fell and every single piece of china just made a huge crashing sound in the middle of the night. Nothing broke. All those like dainty pieces of china.
Nothing broke.
And it made a crashing sound like it would break. And it was just, and then it was just, they came in the room and they're all just sitting there. Like, tells the story.
Wow.
Super eerie. Freaked them the F out. Do you have a story that just scares the crap out of you? 855-444-MEGA.
I personally don't, but I am like in denial. Like, even if like a window flew open or a door flew open or I felt a chill, I would totally blame myself. I'd be like, well, I probably just didn't sleep enough last night.
Do you remember, Hannah, when we were hanging out and that like black cat crossed us and you said you got like a weird chill, like you got like a chill that went through you? Do you remember that?
Well, yeah, we were leaving like a place that was known for paranormal activity, and then we walked outside and there was a black cat. I'm like, okay, paid actor.
Yeah, right. Well, I feel that too, okay? I've done like the haunted tour of Savannah.
Oh, I've done that too. That is crazy.
And
those stories are nuts.
Oh, they're
man.
Nuts. And then they like in the middle of the tour, they take you to this spot where you look up and there's a house.
Yes, I was at the same tour, Kevin. It's so freaky.
You saw it too. All right, okay. And every once in a while, that light will turn on.
Yes. And it's like somebody who jumped from the top of the house or something like that and like leaped off, and then the light will come
and
from
the
like the build
because
they jumped out of this window.
And you're going, no. And I'm like, there's no way. You know, maybe it is part of the tour.
Yeah.
But man, that is so freaky.
They say Savannah is the most haunted city in America.
Yes,
because, what I've learned, what happened was during the Civil War, a lot of battles were fought there, and they just built the city on top of the graves.
Because
there was so much Civil War deaths that happened. They didn't know what to do with all these bodies, so they just threw them in, like, the ground, and then they put dirt over the top of it, and then a city emerged from it. And now they say it's like haunted by the ghosts
of
Civil War.
Let's not catch me never going there.
It's the most beautiful city. It's actually gorgeous,
funny
but
you
it freaks you out, man.
You mentioned the Civil War. So my mom and I went to Gettysburg.
Really? I've heard that's haunted too, Kev.
Yes. Yeah. And we were driving early in the mist and everything, and you're like, did we just see somebody? Did we just see something out of the corner of our eye? Is that a ghost? Is that a a soldier? Is that something? And it's not there anymore. It is, and I don't know if it's because you're in that place, you so want it to be scary.
Yeah,
but it's freaky.
All right, 855-444 Mega. If you've experienced a real life ghost story, we want to take your calls next on the Brett Maga Show. It is the Brett Maga Show. If you have a real-life ghost story, experienced some kind of paranormal activity, something you just can't explain, what happened to you? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Megan, you've experienced a real-life ghost story?
Yes. When I was 24, my pa saved my life, and he died when I was 18.
Wow.
There's some math here that it's not mathing. So how did he save your life?
So I was driving home from my first date with my now husband.
Okay.
We were traveling the country road, and there was one stoplight, and I stopped. And nobody is in the car with me because I was going home. My pa all of a sudden yelled in my ear to the right of me and said, "Do not go on green." And when the light turned green, I did not move. I was like, what just happened? And within a few seconds, this huge work truck, no lights on, nothing, going 100 miles an hour, came barreling through the intersection.
Oh, my gosh.
And if I was going on green, he would have hit my driver's side door, and I would not be here today.
Whoa!
I have chills.
Wow!
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I get chills every time I tell anybody, because, it's crazy. And in my family, we always believe in the paranormal, and he was my best friend.
Yeah.
And he always had my back, and he had my back when I was 18.
I know a lot of it, like, the Halloween stuff always freaks us out because we hear the word ghost, but just spirits can also come in different ways, like angels, too.
Yeah, right.
And look at your Paul is your angel.
That's
so,
my guardian.
Yeah, wow. What a cool, crazy, awesome story. And I'm so glad he saved you because we like having you here, Megan.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm married with two kids now.
Now look at you go. Wow. Thank you so much for the call. That was absolutely crazy. Daniel, what happened to you? You had a real life ghost story?
Yeah, so back when I was maybe 14 or 15, I was, sitting upstairs in my mom and dad's house, back in my old room. And I remember, it was 1 or 2 in the morning, teenagers staying up late, all that. And I got this weird feeling to go look out of my hallway. And when I did, I saw what looked like this shadowy, like, figure of a man just kind of standing there. And so the first thing, I'm thinking of, it's, my brother or someone playing a joke on me or something. So I went forward to grab him, and my hand just kind of went and, through.
Whoa.
What?
Classic ghost.
Whoa,
And the next thing I remember is I just got really cold because it turned and, like, looked at me, but it didn't turn normal. It just, like, snapped and looked directly at me.
Oh!
And so all I could do is just sit there and kind of, like, back away slowly while I had chills, and it seemed like I wasn't going anywhere. And finally, next thing I know, I'm in my room, and I was expecting, something to come through, the door, but then next thing you know, all I hear is this little just half
Oh my God, bro.
That is like a full ghost experience.
Yeah, so you like you were like literally like in a like hunted by a ghost.
Yeah, and I remember telling my mom and dad, you know, and all my brothers about it, and they're like, "Well, you're not the first person to see something like that here. You know, there used to be the previous owner who would, you know, say they'd see something out of the corner of their eye real quick, so it wouldn't, it makes sense that you saw something."
And you're like, thanks, mom and dad, for moving in after they said
that.
Why
don't previous owners share those stories? Like, I've never shared that in my house. Like, I want to sell it. Thank you for the call. That's crazy.
Wow.
You know, I do think, like, he said he was, like, 14 or 15. Like, kids can see it, like I feel like the veil's different for them. My nephew at one point said he saw, like, a soldier on the stairs. And he, like, paused one day. He's like, oh, my God, there's a man, an army man on the stairs. And we're all like, all right, chill out. Chill out. And, you know, take a deep breath. You're good. I'm just thinking he was being a kid. And then out of nowhere, like, maybe like a week later, there was, like, we were looking through old pictures. And he stops and he goes, Dad, the army man that was on the stairs. And it was my grandpa in his soldier outfit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that crazy? All right, these stories are awesome, absolutely freaky. Let's get more of them. If you've ever experienced any more paranormal activity, ghost stories, we want to take your calls. 855-444-MEGA. If you're on hold, stay right there because we want to hear your stories next on the Brett Mega Show. These ghost stories, these paranormal activity stories, spirits, angels, whatever, are freaking me out. You can just feel Halloween upon us on the Brett Mega Show. If you've ever experienced like a real life ghost story, we want to hear your story. 855-444-MEGA. Greta, you have a real life ghost story?
Yeah. So I grew up in a really, really old house, and my siblings and I always, you know, we would hear footsteps when we were home alone. Sometimes you would walk into a room and it would smell like cigar smoke. The craziest experience I ever had was I was home alone. We have two cats. They were in my room with me, so I had eyes on them, and I heard the piano playing an actual melody.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Damn. And they had a melody, too, so they were good.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't anything I recognized, but the notes were like, they sounded like they meant to go together.
Oh, wow.
And, like, and they meant to like get the hell out. It's probably what it was saying. Yes. Like, beep, beep, beep. Thank you so much for the call. Donise, you have a real life ghost story?
I do. So my brother died 15 years ago.
I'm so sorry, Donise.
It's okay. When he died, I was 9 months pregnant. Well, I went into labor the day of his funeral midnight. Okay. Right. And so the whole time my dog, I had a pit bull and he was like probably almost 100 pounds. He sat in one corner crying at this wall in the corner, just like crying forever. And it freaked me out. I'm trying to talk to my brother. I'm trying to talk to the dog. I'm home alone. I'm trying to hold out so I can go to the funeral because the funeral was at 5 o'clock that afternoon. Let's just say I didn't make it. I went to the hospital and had him within like an hour or so.
Whoa.
And it's funny because my son is like the biggest reincarnation of my brother. It's so funny because I don't know how many times I'm like, Donnell, just stop. Like
you just did right now, accidentally calling him your brother because literally.
Right. They are so much alike. Wow. It's not even funny.
It's crazy how those full circle moments happen. And it seems like you thought the dog was barking in the corner and crying because the spirit of your brother was there in presence.
Right.
Wow.
Right. I always felt like, too, like my brother just knew that I wouldn't be able to handle going to the funeral. Aww. So that was his way of, you know,
getting you out of there.
You have this baby today.
Yeah, he's like, you don't want to go to the funeral. You'd rather have a baby than go to the funeral. That's how much you don't want to be at this funeral.